You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith announced he would introduce a bill to Parliament that would officially make stalking illegal by the end of the year. The announcement comes after an open letter and petition with more than 21,000 signatures called for the government to introduce anti-stalking legislation. The movement to criminalise stalking was ignited after the murder of 21-year-old Farzana Yakubi in 2022, who was stalked for several weeks leading up to her death and was effectively ignored by New Zealand police, as there are currently no laws criminalising stalking. I spoke to the chair of the Coalition for the Safety of Women and Children, Leonie Morris, to discuss why the government has brought the introduction of the bill forward, prevention measures and indications of what the bill might look like. And so previously, Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith had only committed to introducing a bill to make stalking illegal within the political term. What changed for him to bring this forward to having it introduced by the end of the year?
We feel that our public campaign is what changed his mind. We were very lucky in that we were able to partner with Action Station and organise a petition which got over 21,000 signatures. And we also organised an open letter with 50 social justice community groups signing it and over 30 public figures signing it. So those people also got their people to sign the petition.
And to kind of come back to that petition, so this comes after the Coalition for the Safety of Women and Children presenting this petition calling for stalking to be made illegal, of which, as you said, was signed by over 21,000 people. What measures for prevention did that petition call for as well?
We do want prevention measures. We want a public education campaign explaining to people what stalking is and how harmful it is. So that's the main prevention measure that we're interested in. We need the police to be trained in stalking. That would make a huge difference, because at the moment they don't. When people come to them saying, "I've been stalked," they don't unfortunately recognise that stalking is so harmful. So often their complaint of stalking is not taken seriously.
Yeah, to kind of add on to that there, what would you like to see being changed within like police responses more specifically?
We want the police to understand how harmful stalking is, and we want stalking to be illegal. At the moment it's not explicitly illegal, and we want it in the Crimes Act, because while the police do administer other laws in addition to the Crimes Act, it really is the Crimes Act that they take most seriously. So we really need it in the Crimes Act.
Do we have any indication as to whether the calls to introduce these prevention measures will be taken on board in drafting this bill?
That's what our focus is now. So our focus has now that they've agreed to a bill this year. Our focus is making sure that that bill works well for victim survivors of stalking, and also that they look at preventative measures as well.
And really, Aotearoa is quite late to criminalise stalking, with the US, Australia, England, Wales and the European Union already having done so. What is the significance of this bill being introduced?
We think it's very significant because over half of people that are stalked are in a domestic violence relationship, and we feel like this could be a great circuit breaker which allows the police to intervene to stop that ongoing abuse of power over women.
And to kind of come back to what you were saying about it being added to the Crimes Act, well, Labor's Jenny Anderson has said she currently has a member's bill that would add stalking to the Crimes Act and penalise it with a 5-year prison sentence. Goldsmith has said that the government would work on its own bill rather than adopting hers. Was Anderson's bill adequate, do you think? And is the government choosing not to adopt this something you're concerned about?
We thought that Jenny Anderson's bill is excellent. We helped her write it. And we would have preferred it if he had just picked up that bill.
Well, that's all I've got for today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
I want to thank all the people that signed our petition, and especially those people that shared it on social media in some way. And if there's people listening to this who are interested in getting involved with violence against women, they are very welcome to join our community group, which is called AVA, and you'll find that online on Facebook and on the internet.
That was the chair of the Coalition for the Safety of Women and Children, Leonie Morris, speaking to me about the government introducing a bill to make stalking illegal by the end of the year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.